You Will Be Free Indeed by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. Jesus came to earth so we could live as free people. The Bible tells us that God offers us access to freedom from sin, death, fear, heartbreak, relational brokenness, and He offers healing for our bodies too. It is truly impossible to fully comprehend the extent of God's grace for us. That is not to say that loss and suffering is not something we endure as Christians, but it does mean that our pain is never wasted. When we invite God into our story, He flips the script of our lives. He redeems the moments that felt as though they had no meaning, purpose, and we can look back and see threads of hope weaved into these dark spaces. God shines light into our despair and uses our weakness to be a testimony of His abundant grace when we give our lives over to Him. God is with us through every season of our life, and even in death, He promises a greater future free of pain and suffering in heaven. We have access to an unreasonable sense of hope when Jesus is a part of our lives. We can live confident that we know God is working every part of our lives out for our good, Romans 8:28. But what does it look like to walk in the freedom God promises us? Well, first, by His wounds, we are set free from the curse of sin and death. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By His wounds, you have been healed." Jesus died on the cross in place of us. Our perfect God cannot be in relationship with sin-filled humanity. That is why in the Old Testament, God required rituals and sacrifices from His people. But God knew that the rituals were insufficient and came up with an unbelievable plan to give up His Son so that we can be marked as righteous ones and have full access to God's kingdom. On the cross, Jesus bore the weight of humanity's sin on His body, and by His wounds we are set free from the curse of sin and death. The gospel invites us into God's family and promises a future beyond the brokenness that plagues this world. God's sacrifice of His Son grants us the hope of eternity spent with Him in heaven. Second, He sets us free from emotional brokenness. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Our brokenness is not limited to our bodies. Our minds, souls, and hearts can become discouraged by the trials we face in our lives. God cares about our mental health and offers a healing power that is capable of setting us free from discouragement, depression, fear, anxiety, bitterness, anger, addiction, and more. His healing comes sometimes through a miraculous touch, through meditation on Scripture, through prayer, through the accountability of Christian counseling, through the help of a doctor, and even through all of the above. Ultimately, every path to healing is different. God's Spirit at work in our life is unpredictable. He leads us on all different journeys. One thing is sure, that God desires us to find emotional freedom through His Spirit at work in our lives. Third, prayers of faith can bring physical freedom. James 5:15 says, "And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." God partners with our faith to bring physical freedom from ailments that plague our lives. When we face sickness, physical pain, ailments, and loss, God promises to hear our prayers and helps us through these tough seasons. 1 John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." God's ears are open to the cries of his people. Jesus came to the earth and fully experienced what it is to be human. He knows what it is to endure physical suffering and pain. He desires to bring healing, comfort, and peace when we endure suffering of all kinds. He never leaves us alone in our moments of pain. Isaiah 41:10. God desires that we come to know him, that we find freedom in our lives, and then take the goodness he has given us to use it to make a difference in this world for his glory. We're set free so that we can share his love with this world through our lives. It's a beautiful cycle of holy restoration that is evidence of the amazing grace of God at work in our world.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.